Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, because you are our rock and our redeemer. Well, today, this day is a soggy day, and now I'm going to preach a soggy sermon because my water bottle spilled over the entire text. So let's see how this goes, all right? Oh my, it's one of those days. It's a good day. What do you say now? What do you say now? I wish I had a dollar for every time I had to prompt my child with that question. They were just given a birthday gift from a friend, or Uncle Greg just sent a Christmas card with money. Someone in church paid a compliment to them. What do you say now? What do you say now? Thank you, of course, right? Have you ever had to do that with your child, to prompt them to remember to say thank you? Yeah. It should come automatically, but it doesn't all the time. And Samantha and Brian, I'm sure you're going to learn this as Miles grows up. We want our children to have good manners, to be polite and be ready without prompting with the pleases and thank yous. Before my children could play with their gifts, they had to write thank you notes. Saying thank you is one of the fundamental acts of kindness and respect, revealing a grateful heart, which is important to cultivate in this often too hardened and thoughtless world we live in. People should say thank you to other people, verbally or written, when they do kind things. It is said on average that Americans say thank you 5 times a day, and they really don't mean it 3 of those times. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems to me 5 times is minuscule compared to all we encounter in one day. We have food in our house and we can take a warm shower. Someone holds the door for us. A server brings our food or a cup of coffee. Someone calls to see how we're doing. We get a compliment or an encouraging word. We walk out into the new morning alive, ready to face the day that lies ahead. There's a lot for us to be thankful for. Looking back, the things I regret the most in my life are the times I forgot to express gratitude, or didn't send a note, or didn't convey my thanks or appreciation. Saying thank you is a fundamental piece of a healthy lifestyle and at the heart of a mature spirituality. It's the habit that we need to reclaim. In our increasingly divided world, where basic human compassion has gone wanting in a lot of our social communications. In our gospel lesson today, we learn a lot about the importance of saying thank you. As Jesus and his disciples are entering a village, 10 lepers, 10 people with this skin disease, cry out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And among these lepers is a Samaritan, who is considered a second-class citizen. Leprosy was a dreaded skin disease. These lepers were banished and considered unclean by the rest of the community. And it took a disease like leprosy to bring these Jews and that Samaritan together. So these lepers stood at a distance now. They weren't allowed to be close, and they had to shout, "Unclean, unclean," so that people would know and avoid them. And as the law demanded that Jesus approached, they were at a distance and cried out to him. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, "You're healed." Notice also he doesn't say, "If you show yourself to the priest, you will be healed." He doesn't promise them anything. He just tells them to go to the priests. But the promise that is inherent in what he said, because in Leviticus, it is said that someone who has been healed or recovered from a skin disease was required to present himself or herself to the priest in order to be pronounced clean and accepted back into the community. So to be fully reinstated to community life, this cured leper had to be examined by the priest, announced officially cured, and then be readmitted to society. Jesus was acting to not only heal, but to restore these poor people to community life. So while they were on their way, they were healed. Can you imagine the joy that all of them felt at that moment? Outcast, no hope, no future. And now they had their lives back. They could go and to home to family and friends. They could kiss their wives again. They could play with their children. They were cleansed. The Samaritan leper in our gospel story, however, holds a big thank you. He alone out of the 10 refused to follow through on Jesus' simple command. And when he realized he was cured, he went back to Jesus. He postponed the official moment where he could be declared clean and acceptable. In his mind, there's some more important business to take care of. So he goes to Jesus, the true source of community and wholeness. And while praising God in a loud voice, that's right, loud like, he throws himself, doesn't he, at the feet of Jesus and thanks him. That's right. Only one of the 10 came back. Statistically, this account is probably true. When you serve others, perhaps only 10% will thank you. Serving others can be a thankless task. Now, the other side of the coin is true too. Though only 10% will thank us, do we make sure that we are part of that 10% that thanks others? When someone does something good for us or nice for us, do we thank them? Do we give them a card or send them a plate of cookies or whatever? Call them on the phone and tell how much you appreciate them. Only 10% say thank you when you serve them, let us be in that 10% that loudly thanks others. We need to thank God for our blessings received as well, for our salvation and forgiveness of our sins, for healing of our body or our soul, for life in Christ and fellowship with one another, for the gift of the Spirit. Our genuine thank yous become an act of worship. Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you said today was thank you, that would be enough. If we begin there with a simple thank you, the rest will follow. So the question today is, what do we have to be thankful for? And of course, today, obviously, as a community, we are thankful for Miles Paul. What else do you want to be thankful for today? Can you tick off 5 things just from the top of your head? Every day, let us make our lives, now get this now, let us make our lives itself a thank you note that we write to God for all he has done for us. Let us do the kinds of things in our lives that say thank you to God. Let us be a part, that 1 in 10 that is grateful to God and others. And when someone opens the door for you, what do you say? Thank you. When someone pays you a compliment, what do you say? Thank you. As you sit down to your next meal, what do you say? Yes. And when you open your eyes in the morning, we all say thank you for a new day. And when we retire at night, we say thank you for the life that we have been given. May the kind deeds we do for others be the notes of gratitude that we place at the feet of Jesus. So what do we say together? Thank you, Gloria. Amen.